ottawa.com.
Stories that shape our lives, that shape Ottawa. There's a lot to say. Back to Ottawa Today with Mark Sutcliffe.
Coming up in about half an hour from now, we're going to talk to Paul Goulet of Little Rays Reptiles. Many parents will know a Little Rays from bringing their kids there or from having them at their birthday party and so on. He just went through quite an experience as he was doing some backcountry skiing in Yukon and actually suffered a fracture to his leg when a couple of avalanches struck. We'll hear his story coming up in about half an hour from now on Ottawa Today on 1310 News. What's next for 24 Sussex Drive? We were talking earlier this week, yesterday, in fact, to the CEO of the National Capital Commission about where things stand on the refurbishments or even a brand new building on 24 Sussex Drive, the home of our Prime Minister. And Tony Atherton, an Ottawa writer, has written a series for Ottawa Magazine in which he talks to some of the top architects and designers in Ottawa to get a sense of what some of the possibilities are. And he joins us on Ottawa Today, along with one of the people that he talked to, designer Chris Straka. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Mark.
So, Tony, let's start with you. Tell me what you saw from some of these ideas. Obviously, you were starting with a blank slate. We still don't know how the federal government's going to approach this and whether they want to keep the existing building in place. But it seems as though you kind of took the approach of, Let's just throw the ideas on the table and let's think about what's possible here.
Yeah, basically, we thought we'd take a look at the one approach that they were really loath to do anything about. That is the NCC, and that was to start from scratch, to take that property and imagine that there was in fact no building there, and put something in its place. And we approached a couple of architects and designer Chris Straka and said, you know, if you had that opportunity, what would you put there? And they were all very enthusiastic about the idea, which we found quite interesting.
Yeah, and so there's a range of options here, including one that has a tower that you get right into how some of the living space and entertaining space could be used, what materials could be used as well. And so let me ask you this, Tony, do you think the NCC should start from scratch rather than do something with the existing building? Is that where you got to having gone through this process?
You know, I somehow don't think that's going to happen. There are some, you know, sort of cost-effective designs in here. One of them is as low as, well, under $5 million. If you remember, they're talking about $10 million in renovations at a minimum for 24 Sussex as it now exists. I just don't see the likelihood of them tearing down that building. In our feature, we have a sort of a point-counterpoint thing between a couple of people. One of them is Alan Terramura, who's the president of the Architectural Institute of Canada. And he makes the point, maybe we should keep 24 Sussex, but have another, you know, sort of designated new property that would serve the purpose somewhere else. And so that's another possibility as well. But, I think that the NCC was looking more at renovations.
Right. And one of the things at the heart of this as well, Tony, is the debate over whether or not the public should have access to this site. There are tours of the White House in Washington. You can go into Buckingham Palace now in London. But most people have never set foot inside 24 Sussex Drive. And from a security perspective, in this day and age, it's probably less likely to happen in the future than it would have happened in the past. So what do you think about that? Because some of these designs do include provisions for the public to be able to be on site.
I think all of them recognize that the home should be something that is approachable in some way by the public. It could be just seeing it the way you see, you know, the White House from across a great courtyard. Right now, 24 Sussex is hidden behind a hedge and all the security precautions that are put up. All of these designers have proposed ideas that brings the building closer to the people in some way, and all of them would love to have some sort of public access, even if it's only minimal. It's like once a year they do that. And maybe that's possible down the line, but you're absolutely right, Mark. The single most important thing in the minds of the people who are even imagining renovations in this place is security. More than, you know, more than taking out the asbestos or getting rid of the mold, it's about, you know, how do we improve the security? And if the people in charge of security had their own way, I think there would be just a big cement wall around the whole place.
Exactly. But having said that, what I see in these designs is a lot of glass, and there isn't a lot of glass on the current building, so which is a shame in a way because of the incredible location where 24 Sussex is.
All of them take advantage of that marvelous view, and certainly if they don't have glass in the front, they certainly have it all in the back overlooking the cliff. And you would think that would be a given with the kind of modern architecture that we have today.
So, Chris, let's talk about how the approach that you took to this and what you came up with. Tell us a little bit about how you went through this process.
I'll speak to our concept as best as I can, but I have to apologize. The line went dead there for the last couple of minutes, so I did miss some of what Tony was saying most recently, so hopefully I don't repeat.
Okay.
But I can speak to how we approached this conceptual redesign for the site of 24 Sussex in particular, and that was to first recognize what the existing structure is and to think of what the site could become. And frankly, the existing structure right now, I mean, if you handed someone in Ottawa or beyond a pen and a piece of paper and you said, draw the building that sits right now at 24 Sussex Drive, there is very unlikely that they'd actually be able to give you some kind of rendering of what's actually behind that line of pine trees along the sidewalk of Sussex. We just don't know what that supposed iconic building actually looks like. And so that's where we started. We wanted to create something that was iconic, something that we would identify with. We would know its form beyond its address. We wanted to create a building that used that site to full advantage. I mean, it is a fantastic site. You know, the views of the confluence of the Ottawa, the Gatineau, the Rideau River are fantastic. And so creating a building that relates directly to those physical features for us was really important.
And so you've got a tower, right? So that's
tower element. I mean, yeah. It was a deliberate move, deliberate architectural move to establish what can't be seen right now from the entrance to the property. And that's the front door. I mean, it's a tenet of good residential design around the world, knowing how to get in and out of a place. And certainly that tower would point to the way in. We also wanted that tower to relate to some other important buildings that are nearby, most notably Rideau Hall. You know, there is a ceremonial walk that I think we've all now witnessed as one prime minister or another has made their way from their residence at 24 Sussex to Rideau Hall to communicate with the Governor General. And so we deliberately placed that tower and its door so that it was oriented directly towards the gate of Rideau Hall. I think that for this type of building, those kinds of design moves are important to make. We also wanted to make sure that from the top of that tower, if one was to go up the six stories or seven stories that we're proposing, that one had a clear view of Parliament Hill. So establishing that direct physical connection or visual connection between the Prime Minister's residence, the Prime Minister's workplace, and the residence and workplace of the head of state, the Governor General.
And so are you of the view that people should have access to this site, even despite the security concerns?
Yes, I am. I think that all of the designs that were presented also present an option for a semi-public space that is behind the fence, if you will, between the sidewalk and the front doors. But then also they lend themselves to creating a private space, perhaps a private space for ceremony or for events. and then a very private space for the Prime Minister and their family. I think that or those kinds of divisions or stratification of the space in terms of its openness to the public is really important in the design, be it a conceptual one, like the ones that I and the other contributors provided, or a renovation, perhaps a more realistic renovation to the existing structure. I think that those kinds of spaces need to be created.
Tony, was there anything else that jumped out at you from all the designs that gave you a sense of, hey, what's the potential here and what could we do with this site and with the Prime Minister's residence?
Well, I think we've touched on most of them already. The fact that you would have something that was a design that was quite distinctive and a design that had some sort of approach to the public that allowed people to actually see what is in fact Canada's home. It doesn't belong to any one of the tenants who happened to be there over the decades, but is in fact Canada's home and really needs to have some way of interacting with the public. And I think that all of those designs show that, and I think that's an important thing to consider, even as you consider renovations to the existing structure.
All right, we'll leave it there. This is a fascinating debate, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to have lots of fun looking at the different designs and speculating about what's possible as the federal government and the NCC make decisions going forward about how to structure even the process, let alone the actual final product. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark,
for your interest.
Chris Straka, who is an Ottawa designer, and Tony Atherton, who wrote a series on the Ottawa Magazine website and in the magazine about the future of 24 Sussex Drive.